This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Little birdie, why do you fly upside down? It's amazing that the way you get around.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Little birdie, things just fascinate you so.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great little special, little quickie edition of Laughing Theater. I am Andy Atherton, and thank you for joining me. It's holiday time again. That's right. We were here for Halloween. And guess what? We're back for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be watching another great Charlie Brown special. And who's back, you ask? Well, Miranda and Jenny are here. And let me introduce them. So she is one half of Geek and Sassy. You can see her online on Mom's a Nerd. And she's often with me on Pop Goes the Movies and other various shows on the Pop Feed. Miss Miranda Berthold. Miranda, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
There's
a bird in the holiday. Are you going to be okay?
It's not a bird movie, but okay.
Okay, it's a bird holiday.
It is a bird holiday. It is, and I actually have turkey tracks across my foot and a tattoo. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Also joining us, the other half of Geek and Sassy. She hosts Freak Out Drive-In, Talkin' Pop, and many other shows over on the Jenny Position, the brand new feed brought to you by Miss Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, AA. I also have turkey tracks, but they're across my ass. So just tattooed all the way across my ass.
Is that like a Southern thing?
One of us is trying and one of us is telling the
truth. Which one, though?
I think I know that, but I'm not going to say. But ladies, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. I don't know about how do the leaves all turn? You guys are down in the South, so you don't really have seasons like we do up here in New England. But, you know, the leaves have turned. They're all on the ground. It's freaking chilly as you know what out here. But, you know, does it feel like Thanksgiving down where you guys are?
Usually it's either storming or freezing but cold.
Ah, okay. So it's...
Jenny lives like 2 hours south of me now, so she doesn't get as many of like the colorful leaves because she's got like palm trees and shit.
Yes, I have a beach Thanksgiving.
She has a beach next to her. Our leaves do turn here, mm-hmm. but we also have like a lot of pine trees, conifer type deals going on in our
conifers
area.
Conifers, even. Look at you, Miss Agriculture.
I am an ag major.
Agri-science.
But yeah, so we do get leaf change. We don't lose, the trees don't lose as many as what they do, further north, like what I'm used to growing up with.
But yeah, deciduous trees, you mean?
Deciduous.
Wow. Are they perennial?
Got a badass over here.
Jeez. Geek and Sassy fighting over agricultural terms. I never thought I'd hear that on a pod.
What happens when you both grew up in the South in the middle of nowhere?
You right.
awesome. So we're going to watch Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown it's called, I guess.
I think it's just called a Charlie,
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That's right. Thank you for correcting me. Let's talk about Charlie Brown. I'm not Charlie Brown. Sorry. Thanksgiving. Let's talk about some like traditions. Are there any traditions? We'll talk about the food in a second. So sans food. Are any Thanksgiving traditions you guys have been following since you're a kid or something you do with your kids now? So on and so forth.
For me, not really, because it's mainly all about the food. So outside of that, there are subsets within the family who will do the whole Black Friday thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so then, so all of Thanksgiving is spent pouring all over all of the sales papers. Like, it's the one day of the year I'll actually hold a newspaper in my hand as, like, you know, a tangible print item and look at all the sales that I'll never go to. And but some of the more dedicated members of my family, you know, plan their whole holiday around Black Friday. And I only did that like one time, and that was enough for me. So, nope.
I've actually never gone shopping on Black Friday.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's getting a little ridiculous with how early the stores are opening on Thanksgiving Day. Like you're making these people, you know, look, people can do what they want, but, you know, it's Thanksgiving's a family day. You know, as much as I would love to get like a TV or whatever at a really good discount, it's not worth it for me. Miranda, what about you?
Miranda is a crazy black shopper. But
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
You knew this. So, but what I do, I found this website about maybe when Caden was like 4 or 5. And they start, as the Black Friday ads leak, they post them on their website.
Oh.
It's called blackfridayshopping.com. They even have an app. This is not sponsored. I just really love them. And they start posting them. They will start posting them usually about beginning of October. Sometimes you get them earlier. So I've already, like, pre-prepped if I'm going, because I have not gone before. If I'm going, when I'm going, where I'm going, and what it's worth going for. But the past couple of years between Amazon and Walmart.com, you've not really needed to go anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I could do it all while I'm cooking. So that is like a tradition thing. I actually have fun. I used to go with my mom when I was younger. And then when I moved down here, Jerry and I would like get a sitter and go by ourselves. So that was kind of a fun thing. Like, we'd go to the Thanksgiving night after everybody had left and Walmart opened. They used to do it where they opened at like 9 or 10. Uh-huh. So we used to do that. That was kind of fun. So that's kind of also been a tradition, because we do Friendsgiving here at our house, because we don't have any family here. The closest family is 6 hours away for us. So when we came to Alabama a few years into being here, we kind of developed our own family, made our own, so to speak. And so now every year for the past, I want to say, 8 or 9 years, anyone that doesn't have a family to go to, or maybe their family does it super early in the day or on the Friday because, you know, if people's work, they come to our house and we do a full-on Thanksgiving. And one of our friends, he and I developed a even if we didn't need anything, we always go to Walmart after everybody leaves, and they've helped me clean up some. It's just kind of like a fun thing now. Even if, like I said, even if we don't need or want anything, we go just to like go.
Yeah, my daughter is one of her friends does a Friendsgiving every year or so, and then I knew people that used to camp out at like KB Toys or Toys R Us.
Oh yeah,
you know, that's just it's insane. Or people like years ago, I know they would go and like they would kind of like hop and like store to store and then throw stuff on eBay. Like the next day, yeah, that's kind of crazy. So, what else can I think about Thanksgiving? One big thing used to be, and this started like, you know, at the end of high school and then into college into my early adulthood, was going to the Turkey Bowl for my high school every year.
Okay.
And I would always meet up. It was like one day, like, you know, when you're in college, you know, my close friends, we were all going to different colleges, but we always made a point to meet at 10 o'clock Thanksgiving morning to go to the Turkey Bowl. And basically, did we watch the game? I can't remember if we ever did. It was mostly us sitting there, like, you know, under the bleachers kind of thing, like behind everybody with a flask each and drinking to keep warm. Then we would go to this bar called the Beachmont, which is like up the street from where we used to play, and then drink. I mean, there were a few Thanksgivings where I ate dinner a little later than the rest of the family because I was kind of like asleep for a little while the football games were going on. Now, do you guys watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year?
Yes.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, are you like me, like who doesn't give a crap about the musical parts and just wants to see the balloons and the floats?
There have been a couple of years that I did care. 2 years ago, our babysitter was actually invited with the high school here to play. The band played. So, yeah, sometimes so
when
I care.
When you have a personal interest in that.
Yeah.
You knew that person. Yeah, because they're a little different because Channel 4 is the official Macy's.
Yes.
One, and then CBS, I think, does it. And they do a more of a Broadway based where they often have like casts of different shows performing right outside. I think it's wherever the David Letterman Theater is, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So Jenny, you mentioned the food. What are some of your favorite Thanksgiving dishes, like the side dishes? I know everybody loves the turkey, whatever, but you know what's some of your favorite dishes that you have at Thanksgiving?
All right, look, this is a sore subject for me this year because I am currently on a low carb diet.
Oh.
So, okay. The thing that you have to talk about when you talk about Thanksgiving in the South is dressing.
Mm-hmm. And is it dressing or stuffing?
No, it's dressing.
No, I'm saying, like, that's the argument. Is it dressing or stuffing? And they actually have two completely different meanings.
Yes, because dressing is cornbread and... or egg bread, if you want to call it that. And usually your grandma makes it in her kitchen and it takes 138 days to get it perfected. And so my grandmother has been passed away for many, many years. So my cousin's wife had taken over that duty, but she's not around anymore either, so we are hosting Thanksgiving for a small amount of family this year, and I am not attempting to make any dressing whatsoever. I've never tried my hand at it. I'm a good cook, but there's something that that I think comes with age that makes dressing really good. Like, your grandma can make dressing, but your like step cousin in law cannot make dressing.
I can make dressing.
Yeah, I believe you can make dressing.
I don't know. I have
my grandmother taught me, and it takes like 5 hours. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even joking.
So long. It's so intensive.
5 and a half. Yeah. Ah.
I didn't even know what dressing was just till now. So,
are you serious? So
well, I'm like, a Yankee.
If you know what stuffing is, then it's the same. It just doesn't go in the bird. Oh, it goes all outside of the bird in its own pans. And there's a big argument in the South because in the South it's referred to as dressing and stuffing. Mm-hmm. And some people believe that it's different in like the way it's made all together. Like the ingredients, and other people are like, no, it's just that it's not in the bird.
Oh.
No, it's different both ways because I think stuffing is more like traditional bread based, and then the dressing is more like the eggy, cornbready sort of base.
Which is a mixture where it's half and half, so it's like regular bread and regular cornbread and egg and all of that.
That all sounds good.
It's very, very fucking good.
I mean, my mom's stuffing, I nicknamed it spackle many years ago because that's what it had the consistency of, but it's so freaking good though. But it's very thick and like you just take a spoon of it and your hand kind of hits the table. It's so heavy, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
But where you guys stand on cranberry sauce? Do you need real cranberries or are you like me who wants his cranberry sauce in the shape of the can it came in?
No. Nope.
Like the jellied canned cranberry?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
See, I grew up
miss,
on that.
Miss me with the jelly cranberry.
Mm-mm. So I like the can and sometimes you just want the can, but I prefer to make it myself, hardcore sugar, cranberries, lemons, limes, orange juice, like, again, 5 hours of my time.
Yes, takes fucking ever.
Ever.
But it's probably worth it.
But it's so worth it.
Let's see, what else? Let's see, are you dark meat or white meat?
Both.
White meat for me.
I'm dark meat. I just, you know, depends, you know, it really depends on the year, because some years the turkey's, you know, not as juicy or whatever. But yeah, I'm always the one grabbing the leg and cutting the thigh meat.
Have you ever had a fried turkey?
That's
no.
what we do down here.
Deep fried. I know some people that have, and every year you see like the videos that go around up here of people who burn their decks down because they don't know how to do it.
They're not smart.
They're not
smart.
Because
it's super easy, and we do it on our deck, and people would be like, I can't believe you do that on your deck. But like, if you know what you're doing and you pay attention and you watch it like you're supposed to, mm-hmm. you're going to be just fine.
Well, I can
fried
imagine it's delicious.
Shit, man.
Yeah. It is the shit. And people are like, deep fried turkey? I bet it's like, so, no. So the skin gets crispy, and mm-hmm. that's really good. But the inside of the turkey is like just really juicy and tender. And like, if you do it right, it actually even just kind of like when you go to cut it, it just like falls apart.
Oh, yeah. We used to have a thing when I used to be in a bowling league years ago. And every year around Thanksgiving, they used to do a turkey trot, I think it used to be called. And if you got a strike in the third, sixth and ninth frames, you want a turkey. And it was one year when I was really on. I think I came home with like three turkeys. My mom was like, what are we going to do with this?
They should do it. And if you get a turkey, you get a turkey.
Yes. We ended up donating them to a local kitchen. But yeah, that was like one year. Like I was just really on for whatever reason that month or so. And yeah, another turkey. Oh my God. She's like, go put it downstairs.
Have this thing in the South called turkey shoots. And no, you're not actually shooting a turkey, but it's usually a fundraiser of some sort. Ours was always done by like the VFW. Mm-hmm. And it's like a day, it's like a range shooting day, and you can do like bow or shotgun or whatever. And they have different levels, and you work your way up. And if you win, you get like a giant ass turkey and a ham.
Wow. You know, my first job in television was working for the Outdoor Life Network, which is no longer around. It's actually evolved and morphed into the NBC Sports Network. But I mean, I worked on hunting shows and stuff. And hunting turkeys don't look easy.
No, it's not.
Because they have like great eyesight and all that, so you have to stand mm-hmm. very still and camouflage and like have like this like almost like a pen thing on a thing that makes noise, mm-hmm. right? It goes, rrr, 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 kind of thing.
Well, and actually.
Turkey call, yeah, something like that.
won a turkey calling contest.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sounds like the Kentucky and you, baby.
It is, but if you remember, years ago, and the reason that I have turkey tracks tattooed on me is my nickname was Turkey growing up. We didn't know this at the time, but apparently I grossly had a nasal polyp forming, had no clue. So like one day out of nowhere, I started when I would laugh really, really hard instead of the snort that you guys are familiar with. I actually sounded like a turkey. It was like the way the wind was coming like through my throat and my nose and stuff. It just was happening. And once they removed the nasal polyp when Caden was about 3 or 4 months old, I've only done it like maybe once or twice randomly, but I can't do it anymore. So I used it to my advantage one year and entered a turkey calling contest and I won.
Oh my God. I love that story.
Do you
so
get
much.
Like a trophy or is it like a ribbon? Like what's or a medal? What's the prize for that?
I got a ribbon and a turkey. And then I think I got like a gift card to like a ammo place or something. We're from Kentucky. Like, seriously, you getting some ammo.
Now, and then you deep fried that turkey, didn't you?
Actually, no. My grandmother cooked it in the oven for forever.
It's like, is it like the episode of Cheers where Norm was like, he kept trying to cook the bird. And he's like, all right, we're getting into earth tones. We're getting there. We're getting close. And they have that great food fight at the end. Or are you guys like what are you talking about? Because you're old.
No, I know what you're talking about. Because I used to watch Cheers with my grandmother.
Where we almost saw Vera, but then she got a pie in the face.
Also, you're old.
Yes, I know. I'm old, yes. Or the episode of Friends, when they had the Thanksgiving, I think Monica put the turkey on her head to show
yes,
Chandler how much she loved
good.
Them.
I should Classic. Probably out myself in saying, while everyone else in the rest of the world just loves and adores Friends, I've only seen a handful of episodes, and it's like, it's okay.
Well, Friends will be highly featured in the Greatest Sitcom Tournament.
It sure will.
That may have started by now. We're not saying that we pre-taped this, but it should be going on. You guys could get your votes in on Friends. Yeah, sure.
Look at you breaking kayfabe.
I know. I do it once in a while. But any other side dishes? You guys, like, I know cornbread is a big thing in my family. Corn pie. No, not cornbread. Corn pie. You know, it's like where it's like in a sheet and is like actual kernels of corn in the
we thing. Call it corn pudding. It sounds like it's corn pudding. We call it corn pudding.
It's puddings. Aww.
And that's one of those things that like I have tried to recreate someone in our family's recipe like 1,000 times, and I'm like Jenny is with the dressing, cannot do it. Like I think I'm with her. I truly think there's something to do with like the pan or their ability. I don't know what it is, but I cannot do it.
I eat it. I'm not the biggest fan. Apparently, my Aunt Carol made the best. See, my family.
There's always an Aunt Carol that makes the best something.
Yes. Well, my mom's name is Carol too. So my mom used to be a really good cook, but before she got sick. But she see my family. Like I mentioned on the Halloween, the Great Pumpkin. My family was big, so we always did Thanksgiving at my house because my sister's birthday is November 26th. So we did it like a double thing where it was her birthday every year. And then we used to have a huge family come over. And it was always an eating contest between my Uncle Gary and my cousin Janet's husband, Frank. And they would see who could eat the most plates.
And, oh, my God.
Yes. And my Uncle Gary always put everybody to shame. I mean, you know, he's down in Fort Myers, Florida now and huge. But, you know, but he won those Thanksgiving contests every year. So...
I remember my mom yelling at me a lot. I ate a lot as a kid. No change. But I ate like a lot to be as tiny as I was as a kid. And my mom used to always scream. I remember when I'd be fixing my plate and she'd be like, eat with your stomach, not your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I used to get that all the time. I had a coworker who used to go on a diet November 1st every year just so she could pig out on Thanksgiving.
I think I completely deserve to eat whatever the hell I want to this Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Because you're...
Do going, it, girl.
You go. Well,
yeah, right? It's happening.
Well, what about desserts? Where are y'all at on pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie? Are you a pie person or a cake person?
In the words of Dean Winchester,
pie. What kind?
So I do love cake too, though. You know that. I love me some cake. But pie, so I really do love pumpkin pies. Sweet potato pies, if they're done right, basically just taste like pumpkin pie. But I will devour a pecan pie by myself.
I like pumpkin pie, but only this time of year. Like this is the only time of year I really can get into it.
No, I can eat it anytime. I'm that girl that really does love
I'm not
pumpkin.
The biggest sweet potato fan, so I really don't, and we don't really have that in my house. We, and of course, like I said, every year we have birthday cake on Thanksgiving for my sister, so kind of always have to have that and the pumpkin pie, and then once in a while we'll have a pecan pie, I guess.
There. I think it's a regional, so if you want to say the other way, it's fine. You ain't going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to offend my southern ladies.
I got into the chocolate pecan pies.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, those are fucking awesome. And then my Aunt Diane makes the most amazing lemon pie. And it's like super simple, but like super delicious. And she made them once like fucking 15 years ago. And I'm like, your mission in life is to make lemon pies for Thanksgiving until I die. So
my absolute favorite, my grandmother used to make them and she's not here anymore, but she used to make, chess bars or it was chess pie, but she made it into like little like bars. Some, I've also heard them called ooey gooey bars, ooey gooey gooey butter bars, but to me they're called chess squares or chess pie. Oh God, I could eat that forever.
Wow, that sounds good. I like going to, I was telling Jenny this about this on like one of our recent shows together. There's a place up here called Stu Leonard's, and it's kind of a like an interesting supermarket where they have audio animatronics at certain parts, but they always...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a video next time. I swear to God, I promise.
Please
I
was, like, do, yes.
Actually there the other day, and I forgot. But they usually, around Thanksgiving, they want to sell their catering part of their business. So you could literally go in there and they'll give you a bowl and they will put in like a spoonful or a forkful of like an entire Thanksgiving dinner.
When we're cleaning up.
Oh, it's so great. Like when you're sitting there, it's like, boom, here's this, here's that. And there's always usually about 3 or 4 different kinds of pie you can try.
Oh, nice.
So the best time to go there is like lunchtime. It's like, give me some pie.
That is my husband's favorite thing to do when we're cleaning at the end of the night. So we get those like meal prep containers and we pack everybody a like here take this with you leftovers, but his favorite thing is what he calls Thanksgiving bowls, and he literally does like he'll start with like a layer of mashed potatoes, and he'll like look at what we have the most of. But he usually does like mashed potatoes, dressing, turkey, green bean casserole. He'll even put like the cranberry sauce on there. Mm. And then the next day, he'll just grab it and warm it up and eat it. And we eat that for like 3 days until I look at him and I'm like, for God's sakes, Jerry, if I eat another piece of turkey, I'm going to fucking choke you.
Oh, my God. How am I going to make it through this holiday with no carbs, y'all? I don't even know.
Jenny. I think you're going to do really well because you've done so amazing so far. But I feel so bad for you at the same
time. Yeah, I'm depressed.
Like, this year, I will not. Just so Jenny and I in the past, as we're like prepping things, have like taken pictures or like drunk called each other and done a couple shots while we're cooking shit the night before. Yep. I will have to not send her pictures, but I will drunk call her so that I can like help her be like, you can't have it, boo.
Oh, poor Jenny.
I know. I'm so sad.
I love that.
But I'm super proud of her.
Yes, you're doing great. Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
But on that note, I do love that sandwich though. You make like, you know, you get that like rye bread or something, you throw a little mayo on there, you got turkey stuffing. Mm. And I actually do put the cranberry on the sandwich and then I have it. Oh. So good. All right. Well, we're all getting hungry, but you know what? We're here to watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
We are.
So, much like with The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Jenny and Miranda are both watching this on Amazon. I actually have the DVD. And we're all right here at the beginning, and we're going to start watching it and just talk about it throughout the you guys are going to have to hold me back because I got words.
We're not holding back.
No, I thought that was the thing about us is we don't hold back.
That's true. That's right. All right. Well,
speak your truth, Andy.
All right. We're all about truths here. Okay. You guys ready to start? Here we go.
Yep. Let's do this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fun PlayStation. There we go. All right. There's Lucy tossing the football. You know she's going to – oh, man. He's going to fall for that shit again.
Every time, baby. He never learns, does he?
To this day, when they did the remake of the Peanuts movie a couple years ago, and he's like, I'm not falling for it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he still fall for it?
He does still fall for it. He would not be Charlie Brown if he did not fall for it.
This is true.
She doesn't
look at her face. Look at her face. Like, this bitch is going to fall for it again.
Unless she's like, who, me? I wouldn't do that to you.
It's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
She totally reminds me of Gretchen Wieners when she's making that face. Like, I wouldn't do that to you.
Imagine Charlie Brown as an adult and all of his trust issues and probably substance abuse.
I can't ever think of their name. It's like College Humor or one of those YouTube-esque parody groups like that.
Like Funny or Die? That,
where they're all adults.
Well, yeah, and they're all fucked up.
Yeah, they're all, like, jacked up. And
Well, Saturday Night Live did a Charlie Brown, you know, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown on Broadway, and they had, like, Michael Keaton in it and, you know, and somebody else, like Kristen Chenoweth or something like that, and Larry David. But it was actually, you know, Martin Short as Larry David. And there she goes. Mm-hmm. She pulled it up. He got some really good height. I mean, I can just imagine if you got a hold of that football.
So we used to call my nephew, bless his heart, and he listens to us, so he's going to get really mad at me. So we used to call my nephew, Jenny's met him, when he was really little, his head was way bigger than his body. Like, to the point, like, not making fun of him, but making fun of him, he would topple. Like, he really would.
Like Stewie?
His mom tells a story all the time about how he, like, rammed into a filing cabinet once because his head was just too big. So we're constantly like, Charlie Brown, you grew into your head, bud. We're so proud of you. He's like, shut the fuck up, Aunt Miranda.
Did you expect a turkey card? What the hell is a turkey card?
What is the turkey card?
I like when she's like, I went down to buy a turkey treat, and all they have are things for Christmas.
What the fuck, Sally? What are you on?
Although, do you not feel like that? Like, I went in to get something to finish decorating for Halloween the other day, and we parked at the garden center, because if you ever go to a Walmart, it's always just easier to park at the garden center, right? And we walked in, and my son looks at me and he goes, what is this trash? There's like scarecrows next to wrapping paper, next to Christmas lights, next to costumes.
It's all jumbled up now.
Was Sally having a blonde moment, you think, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know, because remember, she's pretty gullible. Yeah. So, wonder, like, who told her that.
And I love Linus with his little thumb and his little mouth. That's the cutest thing.
And then he's, like, brilliant,
like,
what's
worth the commotion? Thumb and mouth.
All right, now she says she hasn't finished eating all of her Halloween candy. This obviously is not right after The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, or the same year, because she got shit
Yeah,
she was stuck in that damn pumpkin patch.
What year was this? Let's look.
73, I think.
Yeah, it was several years afterwards.
Several years later. So he's not...
And they're the same age.
Yes.
Well, it's like The Simpsons. They're always the same age.
And they're going to their grandma's for dinner. And then, of course, she's like, Linus, why don't you come along? Like, Linus has no family.
Like, so she always, no matter what they're doing, she's like, we could hold hands.
Sally is the secret freak of the group.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord. It's all right. Andy's clear favorite away. Person.
Hi, go. Chuck. She's very forward, you know, and just, I have so many issues with her.
Why?
Everybody had a friend like this.
She's so overbearing. And Charlie Brown is just like, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, he said I could go over and share Thanksgiving with you. She just invites herself over. Who does that? Especially at a kid.
Everybody have a friend that, like, invited themselves everywhere? Like, you'd be in a group and you'd be like, oh, we're all going to go. Like, you weren't talking to that person, but they were close enough that they heard. And you'd all be like, all right, we'll see you there. We're all, you know, and then somebody would be like, where are we going again? That you did invite, and you'd repeat it, and then you'd all get there. And there was that person. And everybody's always like, who invited so-and-so? And they're like, I didn't. I don't know who did. Like, what do we do?
We're like, she legit called him.
Now she's inviting. Now she's bringing Marcy along.
She takes Marcy everywhere with her.
Well,
Marcy's her lesbian lover.
I was going to say, there's something going on with Marcy.
First.
Yeah.
She calls her sir.
Her.
Which I've always loved my entire life. I love that she calls her sir.
I do like that a lot.
She's almost like a female Linus, though, like a voice of reason at times. Look, and the bitch is saying, save me a drumstick and a neck. You know, the neck is a big fight. Because there's like that yummy dark meat, the fattiness in there. You know, it's hard to get.
The neck usually goes in to make the gravy or the drippings. Mm-hmm. My husband loves eating that shit. I don't.
And then there's like the oyster, too, which is like that one. I eat that. It's like all fat. And now Franklin, she's inviting Franklin over. Did the Franklin family not have any Thanksgiving?
I know. I want to be like, why are all these kids' parents just like letting them go?
Yes.
Because all the parents want to get drunk on Thanksgiving like they should be able to. They don't need their fucking children around. I agree with this.
And Charlie Brown's like, I'm losing control. With all we're not going to be home.
Friendsgiving and let the adults do what they want to do.
Well, that's true. We'll stick them at that kids' table, but still, you don't invite yourself over to somebody else.
I hated, because I was like the older of the kids, I hated getting stuck at that kid's
table. Oh, when you're that like one tall kid who like just looks over at the adult table.
I was taller than everybody for a lot of years, yes.
I had to wait for people to die to get to the adult table.
Same, dude, same.
It's waiting
like
your ass
grandma's
out.
Grandma's still hanging on, goddammit.
I know. It's like, come on. Well, actually, people started moving away, so we stopped.
Ours, they started getting married, so they would have to go to, like, their significant other places. Yeah, like, other
I hated
like,
that.
Yes, that's my spot now.
Oh, my God. When I was married, I hated that because my ex-mother-in-law was not nearly as good a cook as my mother. And like every year, like, oh, we get this year to go to your family's house? Great. Can we stop by my family's house? I literally would always stop by my family's house, and my sister would always pack me leftovers and, like, sneak it to me just to make sure I got it. Because she sympathized. Oh, now Snoopy's taking charge. Now, how come we didn't see Woodstock?
Woodstock existed.
He wasn't around in the Great Pumpkin?
I don't believe so.
That would be a good thing to find out is, like, when did Woodstock first appear?
It was later.
It could be a question on a game show. Maybe we'll have a game show on one of these feeds one day.
How about it?
I know there's been
discussions. I love this song. I love this song. Mm-hmm. Little Birdie.
Oh, that could be another bed. On this
I've
episode.
Always thought that song was just so cute.
I adore it.
Now, they ain't got a basement or an attic. They got to put everything in the garage there.
Everything, apparently. a treasure chest.
Who doesn't have a treasure
chest? A dead body, a bed frame, a basketball.
That's where all the rocks are. I got a rock.
I love Woodstock. Woodstock is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Woodstock did not actually have a name until the early 1970s.
Wow. Here comes the table tennis board.
Here we go.
Ping pong for other parts of the country. Y'all call it ping pong or table tennis?
Ping pong.
I call it ping pong, but like, if somebody looks at me and is like, table tennis, I don't look at them and go, what?
Yeah, I know,
like,
what,
I know what they're talking about. But we call it ping pong.
I know, it's like we're in other, like, every time, like, I'm on with one of you guys or both of you, there's always a, do you guys have this? You guys, like, Jenny, like, didn't know what drakes were. Like, drakes, like, cakes, you know what I mean? Like, yodels and...
You mean Little Debbie, okay.
No, we have...
I was like, what's a drake? Am I missing something?
We don't know.
Yeah, they make ringdings and yodels and that kind of stuff. They're like little cakes, like dessert things.
It's called Little Debbie here.
Exactly.
Or, it's another brand. Yeah, we have Little Debbie up here too.
Well, what I'm saying is there's another brand that must be like the southern version of that, because I feel like everybody has Little Debbie, but there's another one down here.
Here comes Snoopy fighting with that chair.
I love that chair.
Or Snoopy.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, now the poor little hand.
Now the chair comes back in. This would be my dog. I would probably catch him fighting with a chair.
This is so cute.
He runs away.
I love his laugh.
He wipes his mouth. He's like, I bit your ass. Oh, he just gives him like a splash.
It's so funny, like, the second part of this is the Mayflower, where, it's not on this episode, but it's where they tell the story of the Mayflower in the Peanuts version. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, my son was obsessed with that when he was little. He wasn't obsessed with anything else Peanuts. Well, a few other things Peanuts, but... The Mayflower episode, he loved so much. And it's such a dark history. And even for Peanuts, it's pretty dark. And he was just all about it. And I watched it fucking 4,000 times, I swear to God. More than this, I watched the Mayflower episode.
There's Snoopy reporting for duty. I guess Linus is like the inspector.
I love when they make food.
Oh God, this is great.
This is my favorite part. Literally, this dog is like, what do y'all want for Thanksgiving? How about some toast?
Where'd they get all these toasters? Toast.
Exactly.
That's a lot of fucking toasters.
This old ass toaster where you have to fan it out. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Buttered toast. What else we got? Nope, just more toast. All of the toast.
Well, there we got popcorn.
All right, all right. Next course, popcorn course.
Have you guys ever had Jiffy Pop?
Yes, not at Thanksgiving.
On the stove.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, jelly beans, pretzels, toast, and popcorn.
It's a balanced meal.
It is a child's meal.
Oh, Woodstock puts his ear in the toaster.
He butters his ear. Love that. But they're all like, this is totally acceptable for a meal, right?
Yeah. He deals it out like he's dealing cards. Ooh, look.
Like, how many times, though, have you gone to, like, a family member's house and that table genuinely was like that? That they, like,
it
put a blanket
like
over something?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, crap, we don't have enough space. Like, we're going to put this table over like this. Like, this is just what we're going to do.
And mismatched chairs just, like, from random parts of the house.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, I think I was accidentally muted, like, that whole time because my dog started in on her I Want to Be Part of the Podcast. So I did. So you guys are talking about, like, this course. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my son's, like, fantasy. This is, like,
yes.
Life. And then I was like, wait, I don't think they can hear me.
No, they did not hear you.
You know, because it's just going on about toast and shit.
No, but that's
all of the toast.
My son's favorite food. Like, that would make his day.
Yeah. Ethan, too. Like, this is his Thanksgiving. Toast and fucking popcorn.
Toast, you know, popcorn, pretzels. Dylan would be happy. Just throw some fucking chicken nuggets in there, and Dylan's like,
fuck
in
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
Oh, here they go, dressing up as pilgrims.
Which is really cute, and in some ways, so now that you're an adult, it's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, like, a lot of people have a lot of issues and baggage now with the whole pilgrims and Indians type thing, but this is still
cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like when you go to your kid's school and they would, like, dress them up, some as pilgrims, some as, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not PC anymore, but that's how we all grew up, right?
Right, and they still do it, and if they stop doing it, people would be like, well, why don't we do this anymore? Mm. But they'd be the same people, like, complaining, so I don't know.
Well, yeah. You guys ever see Adam's Family Values?
Yeah.
When they're at the summer camp when they do the first Thanksgiving play?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my God. So Jenny was talking about how Ethan loved the other show that comes on with this, because kind of like the Halloween one we did, there's usually always another episode of something.
Mm-hmm.
So Caden's favorite, believe it or not, I had on tape, like recorded from CBS in like 1987, Snoopy Gets Married.
Oh, God.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so cute. He introduces his brother. Oh. His Snoopy's brother
one,
is like... Spike, yes, yeah. Spike. And it's like, yeah, I love that one. So...
He knocks on the door. Oh, hi, Snoopy, come on in.
Right.
He has a musket. I love that.
I wish my dog would knock on the door and be like, hey, I want to come in. Instead, he stands outside and is like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
And he's dressed as a pilgrim.
It's like, how can you serve in that ridiculous outfit?
Oh,
damn it, Woodstock. You first you put his ear in a toaster. Now you almost fucking shot him.
I wonder if I'm the only person who's ever drank Jack Daniels and watched this.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
I've drank Jameson and watched this because last year when you called, when we did our little call thing and I was down in the Jameson, I was watching this while I was cooking. So,
oh, nice.
I mean, I probably have had Captain Morgan before drinking and watching this at least once in my life, maybe twice, three times. That's my drink of choice.
I really love this one.
Yeah. Aw. We have
eyes. I do kind of like, though, how all the friends come over and they're all, like, smiling and they're actually genuinely, even though, like, Peppermint Patty kind of pushed everybody into his house, I do think it's really cute how everybody's, like, together and they're kind of showing, you know, they're pushing up chairs for each other, they're smiling, and they're just genuinely happy to, like, all be there together.
I agree with that. Shouldn't and now there's great. Like Sundays all over the. We didn't see that before.
Yeah, all of a sudden Sundays show up. Yeah.
They have popcorn and Sundays now.
Or parfaits, you know, you never know. And he tells the whole story. This kid who sucks at his thumb and has a blanket can tell the entire story of Miles Standish in the first Thanksgiving.
I know, it is pretty impressive.
He's like a savant.
In some ways, though, they kind of do present him that way.
As I agree with that. And Linus was on the short list of baby names. We were going to name Ethan.
Oh, I did not know that.
I really wanted to name him Linus. And I got voted down.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was going to say, I was just pretty emphatic about what Caden was being named.
So you get two pieces of toast. A handful of popcorn, a handful of pretzel sticks, and a handful of green, red, and yellow jelly beans.
I know they're jelly beans, but when he lays them on the other plate, they kind of look more like gummy something to me. I know they're jelly beans, and on the main plate he's serving from, they do look like that. I think that's also pretzels. Is that pretzels, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or maybe, this is Caden's, like, dream meal.
Now... Fucking bitch. A piece of toast, a pretzel stick. I know, I understand that, you know, this is not Thanksgiving food, but what do you expect? You're all like 9 years old.
Right, you're children.
Right.
What are you going to do? Bite your ass over.
You're going to roast a goddamn turkey for you?
And you're a guest. You don't fucking talk about the food like that.
Well, she invited herself over. I know. Did her ass bring anything?
Yeah, where's the mashed potatoes? Your ass could have brought a pumpkin pie, peppermint patty. I'll tell you. And then and here's Marcy, the voice of reason. You were kind of rough on Charlie Brown, weren't you, sir?
I mean, she's not wrong, but also not. She is wrong.
She's like, now, wait a minute.
Doesn't she kind of tell him, like, didn't you invite yourself?
Yeah. Remember, Patty's like,
Oh, shit, you right.
You think I hurt Chuck's feelings? Now Chuck ain't putting out later.
Oh, Pepper and Patty ain't looking for Chuck.
No, she is not.
I promise you that.
Yep. I didn't mean it the way I sounded. You sound like a you-know-what.
Why is she telling Morris to go tell him how she feels? Like, fucking go do that for yourself.
Because Pepper and Patty ain't got no you-know-whats. And she's Marcy just.
I like
how
then he like
Marcy is.
Huh?
Marcy is the smartest person in the show.
Mm-hmm. She really is.
Well, she's, you know, well, Linus is the most book smart though. You know, Marcy like is the best. Like she could read a room.
Yeah, she's like people smart.
Yeah, she calls Pepper and Patty out on her bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's one of those people that maybe because, you know, she is the kid that is a smart kid that knows stuff and sits back with her glasses, that she sits back and just, like, observes. Mm-hmm. So she's like, wait, you can't, you shouldn't do that. Like, do you understand what you did? Like.
And she explains it's more about eating. You heard what
she knows the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Don't we all?
It's dressing.
Stuffing.
Not oyster stuffing. Blech.
And then sitting back and watching, having to watch the damn Cowboys or Lions every year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sometimes we get the Bears, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, well, then there's the night game. And that's like, I am so fucking done by that point, though.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. It still is usually on here.
Priscilla? She...
No, I think Pepper and Patty may go both ways, guys. Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, at the very fucking least.
I like how Marcy stands back there and she smiles through the whole encounter.
You're holding my hand, you sly dog. And Sally's probably sitting there going, why can't I get Linus to hold my hand?
Right? How do I make that happen for me?
Said, Pepper and Patty, we gotta talk. And she's like, yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, Sally. And then he calls his grandma.
Can we talk about the parents in Charlie Brown? Also, where are they?
I think there is a reason. It's kind of like the Max and Ruby reason. I want to say that Charles Schultz had a complete reason for not having the parents' like faces shown or voices.
And the caption
because he wanted it to be about the children.
He did, and I want to say he had a similar thing, like the lady that created Max and Ruby, remember, you and I have talked about this before, mm-hmm. She said it was because children can figure out conflict better when adults aren't around, like they figure out conflict for themselves, they get through mm-hmm. it themselves better when parents aren't around, and that's what she wanted to teach children with her show, and it's not like verbatim what Charles Schultz said, but it was something about like this was about the kids, and this is what kids did when the grown-ups weren't around, and, you know, in the time that the Peanuts were created, kids did do, like, you just went to your friend's house down the street and was like, I'll be back later, and your mom was like, shit, okay, whatever.
Now, why parents? Is Sally cheering that they got invited? Sally was already invited over to her grandma. She was already, it's her fucking grandmother. You guys remember, you guys have ever go in a station wagon like that, where you have to sit and you face the back?
No.
Yes.
No. I've never ridden in a station wagon.
Oh, we had those.
Yeah, you never ridden a station wagon at all? Or a station wagon that goes turned around backwards?
Either one.
Oh, nope. That was the best.
So my friend Brent, his parents had the station wagon like this where the it looked out the back window. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking that was like the absolute coolest until I rode in it once after Brent's birthday party at the skating rink. And I may have gotten home and gotten very sick.
Yeah, I would totally puke if I had to face backwards.
Well, it's just very... like peripheral wise your brain doesn't mm-hmm. understand what's going on.
Yeah,
it's
no really weird. I couldn't do it.
It's super cool in the moment, but then you get out and you're like, oh.
Now my grandma's got a condo. Now Pepper and Patty and Marcy, they weren't around either, I guess, when the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown came out.
No, not mm-hmm. in that episode at all.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, so here comes Snoopy and Woodstock.
Why did they not go to dinner.
Well, you see why they didn't go to dinner in a second. Mm. What the hell's in that damn doghouse? You know?
I seriously think, and there's other people that have said this too, that that doghouse is the fucking TARDIS.
Ooh, I believe. I believe it. Snoopy is a doctor.
Maybe. I don't know. Yes. I've never watched a single second of Doctor Who.
What?
I know. Sorry. You know, I get shamed on every show I'm on for not watching something.
No, I won't shame you because Jenny and I are in agreements that, like, not everything is for everyone. It just so happens that it's one of mine and Jenny, both of our favorites.
Ah.
How did he make this bullshit dinner for the children and then save this turkey for himself?
Because he's like, I'm going to eat it with the people that appreciate me.
Now, that is cold, Snoopy.
Now, does this kind of make Woodstock a cannibal?
Ah!
He's eating a bird!
Wow.
It's a bird special.
Cannibal adjacent, yes.
My aunt's chickens did that once. She had some shredded chicken that was left over that, like, shouldn't feed to humans, but you could give it to an animal. And she went outside to, like, toss it to, like, the cats and dogs. And her chickens, like, they range everywhere. And they came up and they, like, attacked the cats to eat the fucking shredded chicken.
Oh
God, I hope Ellen's not listening about attacking chickens.
It's hysterical.
If my girlfriend is listening about that.
Look at that turkey, man. It looks amazing.
Yes.
It really does. It's like the perfect, like.
What about the wishbone? You guys do the wishbone thing?
We do.
Yeah, I mean, ever since my kids came around, they were the ones that get the wishbone. And actually, it's funny, is too, when they spend Thanksgiving with their mom, my dad actually puts the wishbone from our turkey in a Ziploc bag and waits for them to come over again so they get to do it. So you say, yeah, every year he saves it for them. And then, you know, Jessica's fine if she doesn't win. Dylan has like a fit.
Yeah.
But now they're eating, like, what kind of pie are they eating? Do you think they're eating pumpkin pie?
I'm pretty sure it's pumpkin because the color.
Definitely pumpkin.
So we let Kaden take the wishbone and then decide who he wants to break the other half with him. Because, you know, I only have one kid, as does Jenny. So, like, we let Kaden have it and then we tell him he can pick from whoever was here to do to break it with him.
Oh, all right. So the special is over. So hopefully everybody enjoyed it. So don't forget, check out Jenny Position. Lots of great content over there, right, Jenny? You got, Freak Out Driving, Talking Pop. What's that new show? The story one to call again?
Telling stories.
All right. So check those out. Very, interesting stuff over there. Miranda, you're on Geek and Sassy and hanging out sometimes over here on Pablo's Movies. Don't forget, check out the wrestling feed. Check out, you know, the website, placementnation.com, for all kinds of great content. Lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of new writers, new voices. So check everything out. Don't forget to check out the Greatest Sitcom Tournament going on right now. But most importantly, have a happy Thanksgiving. So Jenny, Miranda, you guys, hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Enjoy. And Jenny.
Thank you.
And Jenny, you know, you'll be strong. And you'll get through it. And you're going to shame the rest of us for your strength.
I'm going to try.
That's right. So enjoy your turkey or enjoy your whatever you have. But most of all, just have a great day. And once again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Place to Be Nation. For Jenny and Miranda, I'm Andy. And we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Arr! We got to get Miranda to do that turkey call.
I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports. brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.placetobenation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceTobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh. Thank you.
Turkey. Fucking turkey.
Oh, God.